Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I am super excited that I have a special guest with me here today who is near and dear to my heart. It's a very special person. You guys don't hear from this person a lot, but I decided to have this person as a guest on my podcast show today, and his name is Melvin Rodriguez, who is also the COO of Myel Organics, and my husband, and also my baby daddy, y'all. So, I wanted to have him on this podcast show, so let's just give him a round of applause. Yay! So I'm super excited. I want him to tell you guys a little bit about himself, his background, his bio, before he started Myel, how we worked together as husband and wife building a multi-million dollar company together. Because a lot of people ask us all the time, like, how do you and your husband do business together? How do you guys work together? And it is a very common question. And we're always shocked to hear that question because we're like, well, you know, we have the same goals. We have the same vision. So, you know, of course, we may get on each other's nerves. We don't always agree. But for the most part, we are very aligned and we actually like working together. Even though my office is way on the other side of our warehouses and his is on the opposite side, we work well together. So I wanted to have him on my podcast to let you guys know that it can be done. You can build a business with your husband or your significant other. Like, we really just make it work. And I wanted you guys to hear from his mouth on how we make this partnership work, what he actually does for Myel. And for those of you who are trying to build a business and maybe you don't have that support from your spouse or your significant other, he has some tips that he wants to share with you guys. So without further ado, Mr. Melvin Rodriguez.
Honor. What an honor. Well, good morning. Good morning, Queen. You know, before I get started, I just want you to know, Monique, that I am truly proud of you. I may not say it as often enough, but I want you to know that I am. I am not only that I am proud of you, I am inspired by you. I am inspired how God has planted a gift in you. He's allowed you to flourish and to allow you to be a blessing to others. And when I think about what God told Abraham and the three principles that you and I are so aligned on, that he told Abraham that he would make your name great, which he has, and he has made mine as well. He told Abraham that he would bless him. And he told him that he would be a blessing to others. And when I think about that, I think about you and I and what God has done for us, our company, our family, our consumers. And so it's just such a blessing and a beautiful thing of what he has done, what he continues to do for us. And so, you know, just to briefly talk about my background, of course, I don't come from this space. I don't come from beauty. My background is geared towards engineering, IT, etc. And so obviously graduating from DeVry University many, many years ago with my bachelor's in computer information systems.
You said many, many years ago like you're old. You're not that old.
Well, hey, you know, we the gray hairs.
Don't make us older.
Well, the gray hairs are coming in. So, but no, but, you know, and also in my career field, working as an engineer with UPS, for a very long time since my high school years. And so, again, just to be in this space, producing and innovating quality natural organic hair care products has truly been a transformation for myself, because I had no idea, would have had no idea, you couldn't have told me this 5-10 years ago, that I would be in the market or in the career of selling shampoos, conditioners, etc. But I embrace it. I enjoy it. And most importantly, I enjoy doing this with you. And so, you know, it's definitely been a journey of these past 5 years, a lot of ups and downs, trials and tribulations. But most importantly, you know, people ask us all the time, how do you all do this? You know, but we do it together. We're aligned, and we serve purpose. And most importantly, we are aligned on our goals, which is mission, impacting communities, impacting lives. And that's what it's all about.
So you talk about, and that was great bio. You talk about how you never would have imagined that you would be in the beauty space. And obviously, you know that beauty is something that I love. My husband always jokes and talks about how I just want to put on makeup, which kind of gets under my skin because I don't just like to put on makeup and look pretty. But it's just a little inside joke. But anyways, I just love the beauty space. I've always been interested in like hair care, beauty, good health, etc. So obviously this wasn't your dream, or this wasn't something that you thought that you would be doing. What exactly was your dream, and how, like, do you still have desires to pursue things that you want to do, or like, how do you feel that being supportive of my dream, like, do you feel that that takes away from the desires that you have in your heart?
No, I wouldn't say that, because obviously coming up as a kid in an inner city and suburbia area, etc., you know, we all had that consistent or historical dream as it relates to playing basketball, sports. Of course, you know, I grew up playing basketball, and that's what I love and enjoy and still do to this day. And obviously, you know, dreaming of, you know, entrepreneurship one day, having a successful business. And so, you know, but more importantly, you know, my spirit as I get older leads me to things that I've always thought as a youngster in terms of being able to minister and empower into people. I felt that as a kid, it was something in me, you know, because when I was a kid, you know, I was a bit shy. And so,
which is unbelievable, because he's far from that now.
Right. It may be unbelievable, but it's the truth. It's my reality. And it's something that I personally had to dig deep and to, you know, ask God to deliver me from my shyness, because I was, you know. And so, you know, when I think about now how, you know, oftentimes I can go on and talking because I enjoy it, because I am so spirit fed, you know, and a lot of times when I'm talking to people, it's just a spirit, the Holy Spirit in me that talks through me for others, and I enjoy it. And so, you know, I just think there's a calling at some point. Being able to tap into ministry to some degree. Again, but ultimately, whatever it is that God has in store for me, you know, I accept. And so when I talk about, you know, your passion for beauty and health, you know, ultimately, I look at it as it's a blessing. I look at it as it is my duty as your husband to support you. I look at it as, you know, it's the time for you all as women, black women. I think about black excellence. I think about history that many, many years ago, women didn't have this. They didn't have this space. They didn't have these opportunities. Historically, women were, you know, housewives. They were at home taking care of the kids, preparing the meals for the day, you know, weren't allowed to be outside at certain times of the day. So I just think about history, and I just think about what God is doing now in this space in our millennial era. And so I embrace it and I support it. And more importantly, you know, you're my wife. It's my job to support your dreams. So again, I want you to be successful. I want both of us to be successful, our kids, and share that with the world to let them know that it is too as possible. And it is your time. It's our time to execute based upon God's promises and what he has in store for us.
So I guess how did you feel? Because you were at one point really trying to climb the corporate ladder when you worked at UPS, like you were, you know, shooting for that promotion and just trying to get like the highest management level in your corporate career. So how was the transition? Like when I told you that I had this idea, like, did you know then that, you know, you would be one day transitioning from corporate, or did you just have in your mind that, you know, I'm going to keep my corporate job, I'm just going to support you? Like, what was your mind? Like, did you feel or think that Mayel would be as successful as it is now?
Well, ultimately, you know, when you were on social media and you were just simply educating consumers on healthy hair tips, and you did it consistently, did an awesome job. Consumers became engaged. They wanted more. And the one day the young lady asked you, where can she find your shampoo? That moment, it stuck with me. And even though it was early on, it was an idea. And my philosophy is, you know, when God gives you an idea, you're simply one idea away from something great. And so you nourish that idea, you work towards that idea, you embrace that idea, and you execute it consistently with great humility and grace. And so, you know, obviously, you know, as you know, my drive is just through the roof. You know, I have the mindset of nothing can stop me but me. And so, you know, having said that, of course, you know, I wanted to personally make sure things were on an up and up, right, on the business side. And of course, you know, being able to still facilitate and working at the career job that I was at, you know, I had to, you know, still do my part while you did your part. And so, of course, the goal was go ahead and flourish. I support you. And in time, I will join you and be with you, right? And so it was just timing. It was timing and a lot of prayer and a lot of signals from God to let me know when it was time for me to make my departure to fully join you, in which several years ago, by the grace of God, I was able to. And I think about, you know, when I did that and made that decision, it was the best decision that I've made thus far as it relates to my career. And when I think about when I was working there as an engineer, it was a great job. I mean, UPS has prepared me for many things, and I definitely owe a lot of gratitude with regard to my career there. And so I just think about, you know, the times of pushing and, as you mentioned, trying to climb up the corporate ladder and, you know, not getting promoted and not getting accepted. And I just thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to keep fighting because I deserve it, right? And so the mindset was, you know, go to school, as we all know, get education, work a good career job, make great money, support your family, then you retire. And so that was the mindset. That's all that, you know, you and I knew. And so that's what we did. And but part of me, as well as you, there was always something in me that told me mentally that there was something greater, there was something better. You know, when I think about, you know, obviously, as you have told all the listeners about, you know, our past and how we've known each other and since we were 12, 13 years old. And so we think about where we are today and where we were many years ago, the space we're in, the immaturity, the times that you and I really couldn't even stand each other. And, you know, to let alone be running a successful business together, married, kids, you know, that's nothing but God, because at the time we were young, immature, and we were growing and had no idea where we were at that time. And so we may have thought we had things figured out. We may have thought we had a plan. But when you think about God and his mercy, and you think about how things have been divine and how things have been meant to be for us, it's nothing but God and just kept us, right? Through the trials, through the tribulations, through the adversities, right? But we're here today to share our stories, to share our stories with the world, right? To let them know that with God, all things are possible. And to know that, you know, no matter where you are today, right? No matter what situation you're in, that does not determine what tomorrow looks like. You do, right?
Yeah. So, and you mentioned that, you know, we couldn't stand each other back in the day, which is true because we really did not like each other. And the thing is, like, people see images and they see marriages or see couples together and they're always like hashtag goals, but not really knowing what it takes to sustain a relationship, because a marriage takes work. It's not easy. And, you know, I don't try to portray like we're perfect because we're far from perfect. So I took a poll from Instagram. I did a post and I just asked my followers, like, what questions or what topics would you want us to discuss on our podcast that we're recording? And so I took a couple questions. And so my first question that I have is from Atara Hair Care. And this is for you, Melvin. I want you to answer it. Being in business with your spouse, how do you manage disagreements and maintain your relationship and respect each other? Because we don't always agree. Sometimes we're in the office and I may not talk to Melvin all day because I disagree with him on something. So how would you say, or how would you answer her question? How do we handle those disagreements and still maintain our relationship and respect each other?
So what's the name? What's the name?
Atara Hair Care.
Atara Hair Care. So basically, you know, you ask me, when Monique gets on my nerves, how do I deal with it? And so obviously in life, again, we're going to go through things. The trials, the tribulation, adversity, disagreements, agreements, etc. But, you know, for myself, I understand what's the goal. I understand what we're shooting for. I understand what's the ultimate mission. And so in understanding the mission, the purpose, it keeps me in a mental space where it's a boundary that I personally or mentally choose not to cross, right? I respect the boundary. I respect the purpose. I respect the gift. And so when I disagree, or when we disagree, or when we argue as it relates to business, right, I keep that in mind. And so then I'm able to, okay, Monique, you know what, whatever, fine. I'm able to just walk away, think it through, and you know, we'll come back and reconcile at a later time or what have you. But for me, it's important that I keep that in mind because it keeps me whole and sane to not go overboard. And you, and a message I want to relay is that it is very important that you understand your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, I highly encourage you to find that purpose, because that purpose will help you understand the mission. And one thing I want to highlight is that, you know, in running a business, there has to be a mission. It just can't be about money, revenues, right? It has to be a mission, you know? And so for myself, that's what keeps me sane. Now, on a personal side, you know, so we get asked all the time, how do you turn off business, personal? How do you turn it off? And honestly, just in full transparency, a lot of times it's difficult because for us, you know, we're in a growth stage. You know, our company has been blessed. God has blessed us exceedingly abundantly above of what we could have ever imagined within 5 years. And so our train has been moving extremely fast. You know, but there's a lot of prayer on my side that keeps me sane, right? Because, you know, things are happening very, very fast for us. And so, you know, I just try to, on a personal side, understand that, you know, this is my wife. This is my friend, my best friend. you know, and first and foremost, I respect that and I respect you. And so, you know, no matter what personal disagreements that we have, the level of respect and love that I have for you, I can't overstep that boundary. And so, you know, people may see, or they see images on social media and so on and so forth. No, it's, the pictures are great, but, you know, oftentimes, you know, they see the glory, but they don't know the story. And so it's difficult, but it's well worth it, right? And so everything that's worth having, right, there will be work, consistent work needed. And so I just think being able to, you know, balance the two, you have to set goals. You have to set mental goals, right? You know, this is what this week looks like, you know, next week, next month, etc. But when I go home, I do try to practice to turn off business and just focus on the personal. And so I would just say, you know, some things that, you know, I want to start practicing is, you know, when we come to, I think, in fact, Pastor Steve had mentioned this to us, that, you know, what him and Melanie normally do is, you know, when they enter their bedroom, that business is shut off, right? That's their sanctuary. They have to respect it. And so business is shut off and it's all personal.
Well, we got to do a better job.
And that's something that you and I definitely need to do a better job of doing. And so so I challenge you, right?
No, I challenge you. I'm going to challenge you, and because so, you the one that's always coming in here talking about business.
Yeah, it is. Because, and you know, the thing is that because my passion, my drive, it's just a drive in me that just want more. I just feel
I'm
like
I'm very driven too. I just
feel like
you really don't know how to turn it off.
I know, but I just feel like I just feel like, you know, man, what can we do better? What can we do better? Like, what are we missing? Like I just feel like, you know, our consumers, our fans, is it, I just feel like they need more. They deserve more. I just feel like, you know, God has,
it's always more.
And but it's just, you know, God has blessed us, and I feel like did I do enough today? What am I missing something? But you know, it is something that I definitely think, you know, we want to get better at, and so you know, it definitely takes practice.
And then you forgot the most important part: happy wife, happy life. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, I heard that saying before. You know, happy wife, happy life. Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
How you maintain your relationship.
Yeah, I get
keep
that.
Your
but
wife
two,
happy.
But two, the husband got to be satisfied too. The husband got to be
satisfied. You will be satisfied
too.
As long as your wife is happy. That's
you know,
all you know.
You
got to
be satisfied
matters.
Too.
But anyways, okay. Next question. Let's talk about leadership styles, because we have a team and we both are leaders for our organization. And I do feel that our leadership styles are different. So in your opinion, how do you feel that, you know, our leadership styles are different in your personal opinion? I know I've talked about it before, but let me hear from your mouth.
Well, I think ultimately we have different leadership styles.
Because we have two different personalities.
Because of primarily the personalities. And I think you've diagnosed yourself as an introvert, and you've titled me as an extrovert. Whatever.
I did not diagnose myself. That's
whatever.
Just
I mean, that's your
who I am, and that's who you are. And there's a definition for
I
it.
I mean, well, listen, you know, Webster Dictionary, what have you, you
mm-hmm.
know, what
you're definitely an extrovert.
So my you know, my leadership style is more of, you know, I'm just goal oriented, right? I'm an executor, you know. There's a plan. We set goals. I want to execute to the highest level, right? Demanding excellence. And why is that? Well, when I think about our gift, I think about our blessing, I take authority over it. And being so, and having that in mind is that with that mindset, it just instills a certain executive leadership where, you know, we need more. We got to do more. excellence, you know, and all that we do, everything that we do has to be excellent. The presentation, the packaging, everything has to be excellent, right? And so dotting every I, crossing every T before it hits the market, whatever we do has to be excellent because our God is excellent. And so my leadership style is more or less,
dictatorship.
No, I wouldn't say dictatorship. No, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's more or less, you know, the respect that I have for the gift God has given me. I just feel as though we have to protect it. And we can't demand anything less. And so I think, you know, you and I, different personalities or what have you. But I think I go back to what I mentioned earlier, the alignment that we have is what's
we're
most important.
We're still aligned on what you just said, but we just, I guess, convey it differently.
I would agree with that. You know, one thing that John C. Maxwell stated, he said, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. My leadership ability is I'm going to lead. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to show you. So I'm going to demonstrate, right, and show you, and then hold you accountable to executing on those principles. I think the role of you, so Monique Rodriguez, I think you are a great leader, right?
I know I'm a great leader.
I think you give greatness to human beings, and I think you help to extract greater things in them that they already have on the inside of them. I think you're able to pull things out of people. I think you are a leader that I wouldn't say you were born, because leaders aren't born. They are made. And I think you were made. Just like anything else, through hard work, your dedication, your perseverance, you know, that's the price that you made to achieve where you are today, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a firm believer that before you can lead anybody, you have to be able to lead yourself. Success is all about growing yourself. And like you said, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. The greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things, but he is the one that gets people to do the greatest things. So when you said that I'm really good at bringing things out of people that they already have within them and they may not even realize it, I'm good with bringing those gifts out, because I do feel that we all have gifts and talents on this earth. And sometimes we just need someone to coach us and to bring out those gifts and talents. So I absolutely agree with that. Okay, so I'm going to ask this next question from Simon Lee 2. How did you know that you were right for each other? And what does it take to balance work and time spent with family and friends? And do you schedule time to recharge for yourselves individually?
What was that, like four courses in one?
Yeah.
So you
got to answer all of them.
So I would say, you know, I knew that you and I were made for each other a long time ago. You know, every time that we would break up and make up, and you will come back?
No, you will be coming back.
No, keep it real.
I am keeping it real.
Keep it real now. And so, you know, I just...
You all know that you can't stay away from me.
That too. I mean, that too. Yeah, go ahead and apply it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I just think it was always something about you that had always stirred me up in such of a way on the inside that I just had to have you, right?
Don't try to make it sound good for these listeners.
I'm not making it sound good. I'm telling the truth. And so I just think, I just felt this as though, you know, you and I, you know, growing up in the same area and, we just had this connection. We had a bond. It was just something that always kept me drawn into you. And so, but I knew early on that, we had something special. And so when I think about, you know, how do we set boundaries for our family? That was the question.
Yes. So the question was, how do you set those boundaries? How do you separate business from personal? Do you schedule time to recharge?
Well, I think I kind of referenced that a bit earlier in terms of being able to turn off business and focus my efforts and attention to family. Because here's the thing, my mindset, which you are aligned to, we do operate on these principles, and I want everyone to understand this. It's God first, family, then business. And I respect that order. God first, family, business. And you know, my family is above anything. My kids are my reason. They are my pride and joy. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for waking me up this day, every day. I thank God for my kids, for my wife. I thank God for my family. And so I just understand that our kids look up to us. Our kids need us. And they deserve to have our undivided attention and love each and every day, that we're here on this earth. And because understanding that, face it for what it is, we're recording this podcast on August 26, 2019, but who knows what the 27th looked like. And so I just think every day we're here with our kids, family, that we consistently embrace and have that family bond and love with one another. So that is very, very important for me as a husband, as a man, and, facing it for what it is. You know, I am my daughter's first love, and I understand that. So, I take that very seriously, and which is very important.
So what do you recommend, or what type of advice would you give to a husband? Because I do get asked from some of my followers, like the wife may be trying to start a business, but their husband may not necessarily get it or support them. So what would you tell a man or a husband, boyfriend, whatever, that sees his girlfriend trying to pursue her dreams, but you know, he may not understand or may not support her quite yet? And then what would you recommend to the wife or the girlfriend? How can she communicate effectively to her spouse or her boyfriend to get him in alignment with their vision? So what would be your advice to people, I guess, that are not aligned and I guess the spouse can't see the bigger picture?
So the first question about the husband or a significant other. I just have to be honest, and as a man, you got to let it go. What's called that ego. You got to learn to let that go and let God have his way with your wife, your significant other, and allow her to blossom. The notion of, you know, the man, you know, doing it all, being the provider, being the breadwinner, the notion of that has to go away, because ultimately you still are the provider. You still are the head of the household. You're still the breadwinner, right? But, you know, you got to learn to respect God and respect your significant other because she's a child of God. And, you know, you have to allow her to flourish, allow her to live out her dream, because when you do so, that will ultimately increase and improve your relationships. And so my biggest advice is let your wife be free and support the idea, because you don't want to, you know, we got to change the narrative. Oh, you can't do this because, oh, no, that's a dumb idea. Because my view is that's what many negative people want you to do. And so just think about it. As I mentioned earlier, we're all simply one idea away from something great. And if you just told your wife, oh, you know, don't worry about doing that, you're wasting your time, right? Just imagine if you didn't do that. Just imagine if you didn't encourage her on how the outcome could have possibly been. And for the second question, you know, for the wife or significant other who's having challenges or trying to figure out what to say to this, to her husband or fiance, etc. I would say, as a woman, you got to come boldly. I would say you have the right to set the boundary. As a woman, you set the tone, you set the expectation, you know, and, you know, if it's something that you want to do, take authority, you know, let your husband know, honey, this is my idea. And I need you to support my idea. You know, talk to him with full transparency. Let him know of what you dream about. Let him know of your desires of your heart, and you know, let him know that you truly need his support. And you know, I know it may sound easier said than done, but you got to take authority on what God has equipped you with in terms of a vision or a dream or an idea. You know, and I'll share this with myself. You know, even when Monique came up with the idea several years ago, and I told Monique that idea is great, and I told her, you know, go for it. You know, I'll still maintain my day to day on the career side, but go for it. You know, and I would never discourage her. I would never tell her it was a stupid idea, because that would have been wrong of me. So again, I just encourage the husband or significant other to support your wife, support your significant other in her ideas, because you never know what that idea can lead to.
Absolutely. I always say, and I tell people even on Instagram, like, you teach people how to treat you. And again, you got to set those standards. And just be confident in who you are. Like, I was never afraid to tell you my idea. And I think you know this, whether you support it or not, I'm still going to do it anyway. So you have to set those standards in your relationship. So I think that this was a really good episode. I might have you back for a couple more.
Oh, really?
Episodes. I might think about it. I'll think about it. Wow. It depends on, like, how you guys love this episode. And if you really like this episode and you really want Melvin back on my show, you got to take a screenshot, upload the screenshot to your Insta story, tag myself and The Secret Sauce to Success, and that will dictate how many episodes I'll let you come back on, depending on how many screenshots I get if they love this episode.
Wow. Now
that's
now,
how I'll determine
now
that.
Listeners, I am counting on you all. I stand in agreement, and I'm going to claim it, right? Because I think it's very important. You know, I think in all seriousness that, you know, it takes two. It takes a team. And, you know, I told you, Monique, in the very beginning, you know, the idea was great, and you know, God was going to bless us, and He was going to take us to new heights. We asked God to expand and enlarge our territory. He has done that. But I told you this very on. I told you in my prayers that God spoke to me many years ago, and He said that I'm going to bless you guys. I trust you guys. I love you, my children. But you will be a blessing to others. You're going to take this gift and you're going to show my people, my children, that it is I that has given this to you, and that you're going to help raise my kingdom. And that just drives me. That just stirs my spirit when I just, you know, we come across consumers all over the world, and you know, they're thanking you, hugging you, and that is so fulfilling. You know, when you talk about purpose, it's His purpose, not ours, right? Yes. Ultimately. And so, but again, definitely,
He needs y'all help if y'all want him back.
I need everyone's help. I need everyone's help to tune in.
Like, you know, maybe we can talk about the real nitty gritty of, like, behind the scenes of building a multi-million-dollar business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That,
and
right.
How we started from the ground up and really go in depth about, like, what you really do behind the scenes, like from operations and logistics. I think that will be another episode. So if you guys agree, put that on your screenshot as well, too. But I think with that being said, why don't you, like, lead us out in prayer for our listeners and bless someone that's listening to this podcast?
Absolutely. If you bow your head, Mo. Heavenly Father, we just come to thank you this day, O Lord. We just thank you for all that you have done, all that you continue to do us, O God. Thank you for continuing to bless Monique and I, O Lord. Thank you for allowing us to speak your word to your people, O God. Father God, I just ask that you bless all the listeners that are listening in under the sound of my voice. I just ask that you bless whatever it is that they're dealing with. I just ask you to heal that situation. I speak greatness over all of them, O Lord. Give them the strength, give them the courage that they desire, O God. Allow them to flourish. You told us to be fruitful and multiply, O God. Multiply in people, not only just creating new children, O God, but you asked us to bless each other. Bless each other, O God, for your kingdom. Lord God, we just uplift you right now, and we thank you in advance. We thank you for what's to come. We bind sickness. We bind diseases. We bind anything that tries to come against us, because you told us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Oh, it was such an honor.
I'm sure it was.
Such an honor.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and for listening to another episode. So if you love this episode, make sure, again, you take a screenshot, upload it to your social media, tag myself, tag at The Secret Sauce to Success and at Exquisite Mo. And until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later. be sure to download, subscribe to this podcast, and tell a friend about the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. This was a really great episode.